Jude verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied." In this message, Pastor encourages, you will accomplish more in your life and do more things for the glory of God by the abundance of God's grace and peace in your life.
Tonight, I just want to say a particular scripture which just impressed upon my heart. It is the book of Jude, first chapter, and there's only one chapter, verse 2, the Message Bible. Jesus Christ, relax. Everything is going to be all right. Rest. Everything is coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. Isn't that amazing? Beautiful. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. 1 Peter 1, chapter, first letter of Peter.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace upon you and peace be multiplied.
Grace be upon you and peace be multiplied. 2 Peter 1 verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 1 verse 7. Romans chapter 1 verse 7.
To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Revelations 1, 4 to 6. You will find the same words used there, that grace and peace.
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
Amen. So greetings of multiplication. The New Testament writers under the Holy Spirit are greeting them. And 2 Peter 1 verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Have you seen sometimes, you know, we all have 24 hours. All of us have two hands, one brain. Hopefully you have that. Two legs. But isn't it amazing? Some people accomplish more with their 24 hours than we would do. Sometimes you go to the same school and the one who studied with you goes miles ahead. You come to the same church, listen to the same messages, read the same Bible, have the same pastor, have the same Holy Spirit, yet produce different results. And why is that? Every one of us have just the same two hands, the brain, and the same two eyes, 24 hours. Maybe live in the same locality. But why is it some people accomplish more and some people don't? It is because of these two words. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. No longer additions, but multiplications. With God's grace and God's peace, like a scissor has got two edges and it cuts everything in between, you are producing more results because grace and peace is multiplied unto you. May this be the month where grace and peace is multiplied unto you. The greetings for this month is this: that you be a multiplied man, you be a multiplied woman, you be a multiplied personality, that you accomplish more in your life, and that you do more things for the glory of God by the abundance of God's grace and His peace over your life. Look at Paul. Paul was not in the A team of Jesus, not in the B team of Jesus, not even in the C team of Jesus, not even there on the day of Pentecost, but he accomplished more than all the other disciples. 80% of the New Testament, the Holy Spirit used him to write. Why? He says, I am who I am by the grace of God, not hard work, not because of money, not because of self-effort. I am who I am by the grace of God. Amen. Glory to God. I've looked at certain men and women of God and I thought, my God, they are doing so much for the Lord. Do they have 10 eyes? Do they have 20 hands? Do they have 30 feet? Some people have at least 10 noses because they are very nosy. And some of you, it looks like you have 5 stomachs. But look at some of those people who are accomplishing. They have, it almost looks like as if they have 24 ears, 400 legs. And you wonder, what is this? What do they have, more of a network? Do they have some special people backing them up? Do they have some kind of hidden resources? Somewhere some money stacked up? Look at all that they're doing. Well, the key is this. It is, they have had access to a multiplication of grace and peace into their lives. Tonight, if you understood so much, lift your hands and say, Jesus, I need your grace. I need your peace in my life. Amen. See, there is a place for Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So there is a place where everything is added unto you when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. A great place. That's not what Peter is speaking about when he's greeting the people. He's saying, not added, but multiplied to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some of you, from your additions in life, may you enjoy the multiplication of God's grace and peace and blessing in your life. Everything that is good, everything that is from God, be multiplied over your life in the name of Jesus. From the beginning of time, God's desire has been, Genesis chapter 1. You know, when you ask people what is the first commandment of God, sometimes people say, thou shalt not touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine? By the grace of God, I have 4 kids. Each of those kids, when the nurse handed it over to me, I didn't look at the child and say, no, 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 no. You're not going to get it. No, no, no. Don't do that. No, 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 no. I didn't say that. No, I know what you're thinking. No, 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 no. I didn't say that. When God created man, The first word that he spoke into man was Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. It was an yes from God. He blessed them. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. The first words. Be fruitful and multiply. Say that with me. Hallelujah. Amen. And we think it is just having a lot of kids. Be fruitful and multiply. Okay. No, the word used for multiplication in Genesis 1:20 is a word called rabba, which means to increase to a point where it cannot be counted. To increase to a point where it cannot be counted. Glory to God. So I'm greeting you with a greeting in the word of the Lord. May grace and peace be multiplied unto you, where you have so much of God's goodness and blessing coming over you that it is beyond a place where it can be counted. Glory to God. Rabba, the Rabba of God over your life. Amen. Lashes one chalam ratanisteha. Lady is morocious with you, Prabala Danuska precious with you. Thank you, Jesus. See, we know in John's Gospel, chapter 6, the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fishes, Jesus multiplied. But we did not know how much he multiplied. Did it become 50,000 fish and 5 million loaves? We have no clue. It cannot be counted. All that we know is after everybody ate and everybody finished, there were still 12 baskets full. But the multiplication, how many did that 2 pieces or that 5 loaves of bread multiply into 2 fishes? How much did it multiply? We have no clue. Glory to God. Lakaroste meladis be eroshiste indiria. Let there be so much of peace that you cannot count it. The surpassing peace of God. The grace of God so multiplied unto you, it is beyond your wildest imagination. You cannot count it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's no longer 1 plus 1 plus 1 or 2 plus 2 plus 2. It is multiplied person. I'm a multiplied young man. I'm a multiplied businessman. I'm a multiplied pastor. I'm a multiplied husband. I'm a multiplied wife. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. This is my month of seeing the multiplication of God in my life. Everything of God multiplied in my life. Let your business multiply. Let your health multiply. How does it happen? I wanted to title the message actually not millionaire but multinaire. Multinaire. Multiply. Glory to God. Of God's grace and blessings. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at. How does that happen? 2 Peter 1 and verse 2. Can you read that?
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, not by you praying in tongues or fasting, but through the knowledge of God. Amen. Your desire to know God makes you a candidate for increased grace and peace. There are many who come to church to get their healing. Some of you who are listening to a message, maybe for your deliverance. Many come to be filled with the Spirit. But I wonder how many people come to know God. Every time you read the Word, you get into your prayer room, you come into church to see grace and peace multiplied over your life, the desire should be, I need to know the Lord. Know Him. With grace and peace comes your healing, your deliverance, your blessing, your prosperity. Everything comes together with that. See, look at the scripture. It says there, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God, not through the knowledge of scripture. Yeah, the word is God. But there are people who know, say, 1,000 scriptures and who don't have even peace in their heart. There are people who know the Bible from cover to cover, yet there is no grace operating inside of them. So it is through the knowledge of God. The Bible actually speaks about three kinds of knowledge. We know the Greek word for knowledge is gnosis, not Moses, G-N-O-S-I-S, but you pronounce gnosis. Gnosis, that is the scientific part of understanding. Diagnosis comes from that. So sometimes people say, hey, he looks like he's a brainy guy. He's got a scientific mind. Great. But that's not the knowledge that the Bible is speaking about. It is when you go to a doctor and the doctor measures you outwardly and gives you a diagnosis of what you're going through, what he feels might be wrong with you. Then there is a word called eidos, not high dose. Somebody's saying, I'm already on a high dose right now, Pastor. It's E-I-D-O. Eido. It means to perceive with the eyes, to perceive with the senses, to inspect, examine, to look at, behold. That is like, Ido is, what is that little suitcase that I had? Yeah. Ido is, you perceive, okay, it's how big this is, what could be inside of it. You're perceiving it. There's a, you are aware this is a suitcase. That is Ido. You know this is a suitcase, but yeah, there could be something inside of it. Then there is another word. We'll come to the suitcase later. The word used here in 2 Peter 1 is, let me see if I can get the pronunciation right, epignosis. Epignosis. Yeah, very nosy. Epignosis. E-P-I-G-N-O-I-O-S-I-S. Okay. That word means accurate knowledge that gives you oneness with the one that you know. So it's not just perceiving from far. It is not scientifically or rationally thinking about God or about Jesus. Yeah, he came 2,000 years ago, died on the cross, rose again on the third day. It is, you know him and you're one with him. For example, okay, can somebody come here? Who is the best looking guy in the room? Come here. Okay, there's a fight for that. Everybody is fighting for that. Well, what could be inside of this? What could be inside of this? See, this is, I know, I mean, you're perceiving. What could be inside? How big is this?
Must be around 30 centimeters in length and around 25 centimeters
in width. Okay. What could be inside of this?
Something very costly.
Let me show you. See, you're perceiving. You got your idol right. But there is a nice jacket in here. The jacket. Are you with me? Now you perceived it. You had the idol. But epikonosis is that you're feeling this now. Feel it. Is it good? Feeling good? Nice? It's good? You know it's a jacket. It's nice. You like it. You like the feel of it. You're touching it. You're feeling it.
Yes.
Come on. I'm the one who's touching it. You're feeling it. Okay. Now wear it. Let me see you wear it. Gosh. Don't take it home. Just make sure that, yeah. Looking good.
Yeah.
We should get you married now.
Looking at me.
That's because his wife is sitting here. Well, meet me later. So, see, you become one with that jacket. It is not that you saw it, not that you perceived it, not that you became aware of it, but you sensed it, you felt it, and now you become one with the jacket. Amen. Many people only see the suitcase in Christianity. They know, I know. The measurement is this. This is what Christianity is. This is what the scripture says. This is what it has to be done. They know. But they haven't become one with the one they know. They say, God is good. They know it. They say, God is holy. But are you holy? Not far from it. You haven't become one with the Holy One. You know that there is healing in God, there is salvation in God, there is blessing in God. You know it. That is idol. Some of you know it scientifically. Some of you know it intellectually. But that word epignosis is, you know by sense, by feel, you become one with the one that you know. What is in God is upon you. That is when your healing is manifested. You feel what God feels. God has handled you and you can feel him. You can sense him. He's all over you. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, I need to know him. Glory to God. Epignosis. That is in Romans 13 and verse 14. You can. Thank you. Epignosis. Be clothed with Christ. See, that's what the Bible says in Romans. You are clothed with Christ. I mean, you have put on Christ. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit was given to you for you to know him personally. Look at John chapter 14. John's Gospel chapter 14. We know those powerful words in verse 6. One of my favorite scriptures.
Jesus said unto him, way.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The seventh verse, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Eighth verse, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us. Look, Jesus said unto him, the ninth verse, have I been so long time with you, and yet have thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how is it that you show me the Father? See, look at that eighth verse, which says, Jesus saying, you've been with me. I mean, you've been a Christian. You walked with me. And yet you do not know me? Yeah, you've been coming to church for the last 30 years. But you do not know me? See, the natural, we think longer we live, the wiser we become. And so we go in from A for apple, B for ball, for C for cat, to D for dog, to then you go on to university, and then you go on to whichever other city that you have to go to. You go on like that. But in the spiritual, it's a split second of revelation. Knowing, hey, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Wow. Glory to God. See, an intellectual man like Saul on the way to Damascus, split second, encounters the Lord, a powerful light. And he says, who are you, Lord? I am Christ, whom you are persecuting. I am Jesus. A split second. May there be a deep sense of revelation of Jesus Christ, of sensing him, feeling him, and having an encounter with him. Glory to God. For grace and peace is multiplied to you through your knowledge of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. What is grace? Divine ability. What's money without peace? The richest man is the man with grace. Glory to God. Look at Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 onwards.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
After 27 years of walking with the Lord, see, Paul is still saying this. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That I might know him. After 27 years, he's still saying, I want to know him. You know, don't focus on your calling. Focus on the one who called you, and your calling will have automatically will be manifested. There are many who are called who, after they are called, they focus on their calling. My ministry, my calling. And they forget the one who called. They forget to know him. And they wonder why God is not using them. They see everybody else multiplying in the ministry and growing and flourishing for God. They say, why? I'm called. Yeah, go call Inkulab. You are called. But you've forgotten the one who called you. You've forgotten to spend time with him. You pray to prepare maybe to do something for him. But no, to know him. You got to wear Christ. Epignosis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. in the natural, and it is like marriage, you know. In marriage, in when you see the girl that you're going to marry, you have this diagnosis, gnosis. You see the outward and think, okay, height under, education under, in a family, okay, other, charkan, okay, okay, sports people. And then after 10 years, you came to know the idol. You know, you become aware of certain other things about that person's life. And you're not exactly sure whether you want to continue in that relationship. But you stick through. God hates divorce, by the way, if you're married. But there comes a point of epignosis where you know that the person, and there is a oneness. Become one with that person. That's when real fulfillment, joy, the blessing of God begins to flow through into your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. May grace and peace be multiplied unto you, that I might know Him.
Secret in the quiet.
Hallelujah. So multiplication is God's idea. Jesus demonstrated it when he multiplied that bread. I mean, even the apostles demonstrated it. Can you imagine? On the day of Pentecost, there were just 120. Can you imagine that? 120. But the first Sunday service, 3,000 people. Glory to God. I greet you with the greeting of multiplication this. Amen. Grace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. That word peace means a strong sense of wellness. A feeling of secure feeling. The shalom, a place without strife. So let grace and peace be multiplied to you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus gave, he spoke about the kingdom of God. He said, like a man who gave 5 talents of gold, five bags of gold to a man. Another one was given 2 bags of gold. Another was given 1 bag of gold or talents, silver talents or gold. One version says gold bags. Another Bible says silver talents, whatever. 5, 2, 1. The one who got 5 went to Las Vegas, put it all on the black, and allowed that thing to turn and multiplied it. No. I mean, you go put everything that God gives you into some scam, some easy, quick money scheme, and lose it all. Don't do that. The one with 1 went and hid it. He didn't even invest it. See, in the kingdom of God, there is no neutral place. There is either multiplication or there is no multiplication, but there is never a neutral place that God is happy with. He just blamed it on God because he didn't know the Lord. God is a good God. And he went and hid it, and the Lord said, listen, even if you had put it into the bank, you would have got an interest for it. Therefore, depart from you, wicked servant, into outer darkness. Warren Worsby says that outer darkness is not hell, but that place of confusion, no longer the ability to multiply. Just frustrated, upset that everybody else has got multiplied blessings, and you're just confused, frustrated why things are not happening for you, and you just walk away, walk around. Yeah, you come to church, but you're just walking around. God doesn't want that. He wants you to multiply. So let this blessing be upon you. Amen. Grace and peace of God be multiplied over you. Through the knowledge of God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Are you with me? If they had obeyed the first commandment, Adam and Eve, be fruitful, multiply, they would have never looked at that second commandment, thou shalt not touch that tree of knowledge of good and evil. When he would have told Eve, listen, I met this snake called Louis, why don't you meet her? He would have said, no time for that. I'm so busy multiplying that all God has given me. Are you with me? You know, God's grace is so overflowing in my life. There is no time actually. No time to be tempted, to fool around, to unnecessarily chat with somebody, speak with somebody, because no time. I'm just involved in the grace of God and the blessing of God and doing what God wants me to do to multiply that all God has got for me, there is no time. I pray that some of you become too busy to be messed up in your life. Too busy multiplying all that God has given you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rest is a weapon, but boredom is a killer. Don't be just bored with what God has given you and say, okay, let me just look through YouTube and see, let me see who I can find. Let me just scroll down and see what everybody else has put on their Instagram. It's a killer. Your garden needs your attention. What God has given you needs your attention. God placed Adam and Eve in the garden and said, take care of it, till it, be fruitful, multiply it. Don't walk around bored and chat with ones that you don't need to chat with. Glory to God. When you begin to walk in the blessing of the first commandment in the Garden of Eden, when God blessed and commanded Adam and Eve and said, be fruitful, multiply, you won't have time for anything else. And that is a blessing, the greeting of much, the grace and the peace to be multiplied while you're so busy in the fullness of God serving Jesus, there is no time for anything else. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Everything that God gives you, may it multiply. May it grow. Glory to God. Everything that God puts into your hands, may you sense that God gave you that marriage. God gave you those children. God gave you that business. God gave you that ministry. God gave you that job. God gave you that opportunity. Fulfill what God wants you to do through that.